Well, good morning. Welcome to the roundtable for this morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and if I have my record straight, it is the 4th of February. If you're listening to us on the radio, or you're listening to the web stream, or you're listening, watching us online, perhaps you've got the app. New little, quite interesting feature on the app. Weirdly, a little glitch. Overnight, if you check the app, the entire results of the Iowa caucus are on our app. So,
hey,
who knew? It really happened.
That's
great. I don't know. Wires got crossed somewhere along, I believe, Toledo.
Went the wrong way.
Am I the only one who's smelling the Russians here? Somewhere?
Nope, you are not.
Yeah, I think...
I wonder who made the app for them.
It's all over the internet today. Why is it taking so long for the Russians to announce the results?
Well,
that's not funny.
We have a lot to talk about. I don't know. I think most of the people in this room were probably up late last night thinking we're actually listening to the newscasters who said we're expecting results any moment, which started at about 8:30, and at midnight they were still doing that.
Yeah,
they were calling everybody. And Chris Kapostasi, for example, did a huge thing on MSNBC.
Chris Jansing. Jansing.
Yeah. Well, I like to show off a little bit.
That you can say the name and you remember. Okay.
Pathetic.
Well,
it's like the Democrats are cursed.
So we'll get into that story in just a second. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. Let me introduce everybody.
Oh, yeah, that.
WAMC's Alan Chartok. Hey, Ira got mad at me last week because I didn't introduce everybody. WAMC's Alan Chartok is here. Good morning, Alan.
I can't believe Ira got mad at you because you didn't introduce Yes. Good morning, Joe.
This is my first day back. I forgot. Anyway. Investigative journalist and adjunct professor at the University of Albany, Rosemary Armeo. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you? The Empire reports J.P. Miller is here. I haven't seen him in over 2 months, and it's a thrill. How are you, sir?
Great to see you. I'm great.
Great to see you.
His report had a great headline on the Iowa caucus last night. It's results of Iowa caucus, and then every name of a candidate. Buttigieg, 0%. Warren, 0%. Sanders, 0%. It was very funny.
We're all still waiting, and guess what?
Still there.
0%.
Yeah. And J.P. brought you a gift.
He brought me beer.
He brought you beer.
He brought me beer. I've said this before, but there is no greater gift. except perhaps Libby Post, communications consultants of the stars, political consultants of the stars. How are you?
I'm great.
Good to have you here.
Thanks.
You very much. All right. That's our group this morning. And before we get into Iowa and start talking about what we don't know, we do have things that we do know, and that is that we have a lot of money to raise, and we have an hour and about an hour and a half to do it. We have a lot of money to raise, but the big
right in front of you.
Right under your headphones. Yep.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
But what's amazing is now what I'm originally going to say, we need to make $40,000. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
The most you've ever tried during, you know, my 2 hours.
It's a lot of money.
It may be impossible.
But, listen to the challenge. Go ahead, Alan.
A very good friend from Saratoga Springs, I mentioned her yesterday, came into some money. She doesn't have a lot of money. But she came into some money and said, WAMC needs it more than I do. So, that's another thing. But this is different. Here is a very good friend. This is a different person from Saratoga Springs who put up, she says, $20,000 this morning. She'll give us $20,000 if we can raise that $40,000. Now, I'm going to tell you, folks, that is not going to be easy. I got my 40,000s mixed up there, Joe. I'm so sorry.
That's right.
Yeah. She'll give us $20,000. Think about that. If we can raise $40,000 this morning, which means that everybody has to get going now or we won't make it.
So
we want to get that $20,000. That's the point.
One of the biggest challenges we've ever had in the morning.
She'll give one.
Would you say? Yes.
Every two we raised, she'll give one up to 40.
No. If it were only that way.
No, but.
No, it isn't that way. It's that you have to raise the 40
right,
to get the 20. Because we've got other people who say, okay, I'll give you two for every one you raise.
Right.
No, but this isn't
that. But you have to make this to get it. That's
right. We have to make the two in order to get it.
Now, what's the musical? With this, it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing with me. Somebody will have 14 people calling.
All or nothing at all. Yeah. Good morning. So it's 1-800-323-9262.
Uh-oh.
$40,000 is what we have to raise. I'll give you an exact figure in just a minute because it's already down a little bit. But here's what you need to know. It's a $20,000 challenge. We have until 11 o'clock this morning. And if we get it, we get $20,000 from Anonymous of Saratoga. Now, why this is important is we have $640,000 in the lockbox.
Go ahead.
We would raise $40,000, which would bring us up to $680,000. Thank you, math scholars.
Right.
And we would get 20, which would mean that we would have seven, carry the one, we would get 700, that we would have $700,000. But if all of this works, and why wouldn't it? $700,000 in the lockbox by the end, by 11 o'clock this morning.
Now, Joe, are there enough people to do this? You bet there are. Have we ever raised $50,000 in a morning during a regular fund drive? We have.
Yeah.
Can we do it? We know we can do it if we have the mind to do it. And really, we do want to get to all the subjects of the day, but everybody, please get to a phone, 1-800-323-9262. And as I have often intoned over the years, call your mother, call your brother, get everybody to do something. Because this is it. If we can do this, we'll be at the $700,000 mark. And then we'll have a couple of days, just a couple, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, actually, to raise another $100,000 to get to the $800,000 mark,
yeah.
In which case we'll have a one-day fund drive.
And there you go. First of all, the musical, thanks to Sarah LaDuke, who would of course know this, is Oklahoma. So hold your letters. Thank you on that. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. We will have a lot of urgency in our voices this morning because we have $20,000 on the table. We do not want to lose $20,000. So we will have to make 40. We get 20. We'll be at $700,000.
From Anonymous in Saratoga Springs, and we really want to thank her.
So make it so.
She's a wonderful person.
All right, so now, before we get yelled at by people who say, yeah, but what about the show? Okay, and I'm sorry, I know you don't sound like that. Let's talk about Iowa. This is what we know. Something went wrong in Iowa last night. That's what we know. There was some sort of technical glitch that did not allow the party to report the results of the caucus. So everybody did their thing in the 1,700 precincts around the state of Iowa. In one of those most, in every time, I forget about this for some reason. Every 4 years, I forget just how bizarre that process is.
It is stupid. It's more than bizarre.
And we have to wonder if it'll ever happen again, given what happened last night. But the Iowa Democratic Party says it will release results of Monday night's caucuses sometime today, blaming inconsistencies in reporting. Many of the candidates have already gone to New Hampshire, which hold its primaries in a week.
And they're all claiming victory.
That's right. So the candidates who are actively competing in Iowa include Senator Bernie Sanders, former Vice President Joe Biden, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Andrew Yang, and Investor Tom Steyer. So they are all claiming in one form that they feel good about the numbers that they have, but they don't really have other than where they were at individual spots, but they don't have them all together. Now, here is the question that I have for this panel, and that is what we're being told. What I just read is due to reporting inconsistencies, which is different to me, right, than they had problems with the app. The reporting seems to be that would be pristine, and you would just wouldn't be able to get it all to where it needed to be. Correct? Does anyone understand what the problem is?
Well, the problem clearly was the app itself. Because the information got put into the app, and it didn't get counted or delivered. So the app is the issue, and for many of us who don't speak Russian, we really wonder whether or not.
So I just don't know what the inconsistencies of the reporting, because that means that makes it sound like the individual precincts were having trouble reporting their results, and I guess they were because and please do not take offense to what I'm about to say. I know Bernie Sanders people may take offense to what I have to say. But a lot of this, from my understanding, came out of Bernie Sanders from 4 years ago complaining that there was only because of the closeness in the race between he and Hillary Clinton was upset and asked for there to be a paper trail. And in this case, thank God, there is a paper trail. Yeah.
So it is Bernie's fault. I would say that right out. So take offense if you want.
But if you do, Rosemary said it.
Yeah, he can. He continues to stick a wrench into the machinery of the Democratic Party. But there were warnings about this app from at least last week that wouldn't fix between Thursday and now in the most highlighted event of the year.
NPR did a story about it.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. So crazy. And then to me, the app does not explain why people were waiting 2 hours to get answered by the Board of Elections. Why?
Oh, no, not the Board of Elections. Their hotline.
The Democratic hotline.
Sorry, hotline. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
And they couldn't report, and it is all on paper. Why couldn't it be transmitted by regular email, for that matter?
Well, and the other thing you have to remember is this isn't counting up hundreds of thousands of individual votes. This is just totals from 1,700 precincts. You could create a Google Doc and have authorized users update the Google Doc, and you'd have the total at the bottom.
This could have been fixed.
And in defense of the Bernie supporter, so the Bernie supporter a week ago saw 3 or 4 polls showing him well outside of the margin of error, looking like he was likely going to win Iowa. You then go last week, he has a rally with 3,000 supporters. Joe Biden has a rally with 100 supporters. And then Saturday night, the Des Moines Register poll comes out, and Des Moines Register says, you know what?
Isn't that interesting?
We're not going to report our polling.
Yep.
We had some issues. There's something wrong with our polling.
Well, they left Pete Buttigieg off the poll.
Right. That was the biggest problem.
That's a big issue.
Well,
that's a big, absolutely.
Because
I agree with
he's already claimed victory.
And apparently he did pretty well.
Yes.
And then, as a Bernie supporter, both Bernie and Mayor Pete are claiming victory this morning. The exit polls seem to think that they likely finished 1 and 2. Who knows who was 1 and who was 2. But then you're the Bernie supporter and you're waiting for this victory in Iowa. And you're saying, wait, now there's some kind of issue with the vote tally. It's one thing to get the votes late at night, but to have no vote, in the defense of the Bernie supporters, they have to be thinking
paranoid.
Yeah. And also with what happened 4 years ago, they're thinking this there may be something somehow against him.
But to to your point, Rosemary, I think this is really important. A lot of people saw this coming as far as a problem.
Yep.
And it seems as though you then, as the eyes of the world are upon you, you would do something to try to make it better.
It seems incredibly incompetent to me, and Trump is already out, and I cannot blame him.
Look at how
disorganized, and it looks like it's rigged. Ha, 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 you want them running your country? I mean, they asked for it. The Democrats, I said to Libya, are cursed. This is the last thing that you wanted as the rollout for the voting in 2020.
Yeah, but no Democrat wanted this either.
Well,
they didn't do enough to avoid it. And it also, to me, they said, oh, yeah, there's definitely no hacking. Do you believe that?
No.
How do we know?
No,
how
I
do
think
we
it's
know?
A real
well, that's the, that is a question.
I think you're right, Alan. I am very worried about that.
And
we know that state apparatuses have been touched before by the Russians. That happened in 2016, although it was voting equipment. This is slightly different.
This is a little different.
You could just imagine.
But the question is, who made the app?
Where
did the app come from?
Yeah, you could just see Putin sitting around. Yeah. With his people, and you want to put a Russian thing and go ha 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 ha,
and then you have all the Democrats putting out their own results, claiming victory. That looks real unified, and I can be criticized because I like to stir the pot and don't really care about unity. But if you think that's what the Democrats need, this certainly is not helping.
Well, and also the one other person other than Trump that's calling into question. I mean, a lot of people are calling into question the results, but Joe Biden. Biden,
yeah,
because he is likely to come, I think, likely to come in third or fourth or fifth.
And
he is calling into question saying, I want my campaign to view the results before the party releases the results to the press. My campaign should review the results. So he's already calling into question the results.
I also have my final question about the mechanics of this, which I don't quite understand, is so, and this comes from what both Alan and Rosemary are saying of okay, we don't want to be overly conspiracy theorists here, but when you do wonder about hacking, so what I don't understand is if many people had trouble, the precinct captains had trouble reporting with the app, wouldn't that still mean that something got through? So even that you didn't have full numbers, that you would, as if you would in any other race, say, we have 15 out of 1,700 precincts reporting, we have these numbers.
Yes.
And
that may have actually happened, Joe. We don't really
And they
know.
Just held everything? Yeah. That just seems odd.
Yeah.
I think they didn't know what was right and what was wrong. The wording was there were inconsistency in the reportings, which means what? That they called and checked some of them and
well,
they were
I was
different than what
earlier,
they got. There's no way to know without checking everything.
And then the other problem too is that there were so many places where they had these because of this paper trail now that is required, the cards that they had to have.
Right.
Many places didn't have enough cards. They didn't have any cards at all. They had to go back. They weren't ready. They had to stop.
The whole system is stupid.
Right. Yes.
I mean, that's the point.
Absolutely.
Right.
Let me see if I understand this correctly.
We have less than a minute, but go ahead.
Primary, New Hampshire is the first primary.
Primary.
Right. Is the way that the Iowans snuck in there was that they said, we don't have a primary.
Right.
We have a caucus.
We have a caucus.
And that's what happened.
It's a media event.
My other question, Joe, is where are we on this? Is anything happening?
Yes. So we need about $18,900. No, that's wrong. We need $38,000.
We're not going to make it.
We have a $20,000 challenge on the table.
To get 40.
Get 20.
To get 20.
I mean, we need to make 40 to get 20, right?
That's what I just
tried okay. to say. Okay. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. WAMC.org. We'll have numbers. We'll have letters. We'll talk about all of this, and we'll complain some more when we come back right after this. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. So we are in the throes of trying to make $40,000. So far, we're at $36,646, which is good.
No, it's not a bad start because things always start slow, but now we got to get really moving. Joe, explain what this is all about.
Well, what this is all about is that we have a major challenge, perhaps one of the biggest that we've ever had in our morning time together. It's a $20,000 challenge. And just think about that, $20,000.
Try to put that in your wallet in 20s.
That's right. So it is a challenge from Anonymous of Saratoga Springs. It is an amazing amount of money. And we have been charged from now until 11 o'clock to make $40,000. Now, why that's so significant is because we started this morning with $640,000. We add 40 to that of what we make this morning. That brings us up to 680. That's correct. If we do that, we get this $20,000, and we're at by 11 o'clock this morning. We have $700,000 in the lockbox. So that is incredible. But we have a lot of work to do.
And then we could have a one-day fund drive. Really.
Right. Right, because we still have the rest of this week, and the fund drive starts on February 10th,
yesterday. And a few kind people, Joe, are sending in challenge money already, which would mean we'll really have a good head start.
Absolutely. So what do we need to do? We need to make $36,300 right now. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, WAMC.org. And $20,000 is just too much money to lose. So do what you can.
I hope that everybody will get on the phone. I've said this so many times and call everybody they know. We know you listen to WAMC, and can you help out? Can you put something into this? Ladies and gentlemen, there are people who will give $1,000 because it's $3 a day and they know it. There will be people who will give $5. But whatever it is, if you turn around and you walk away, then it's not going to happen.
1-800-323-9262. $20,000 on the table. We need to make $36,000 right now. WAMC.org. We'll keep you up to date on that. Meanwhile, we have letters about what happened in Iowa.
Good morning, esteemed panel. I am concerned that the chaos around Iowa has, at first glance, all the hallmarks of the kind of confusion that is the modus operandi of the Russian GRU and its collaborators, in other words, Trump. I also notice how Trump typically commits a subsequent crime every time he gets away with one. Please tell me I'm wrong. Thanks for all you do. Avery from Lake Luzerne.
We can't.
We can't give you that assurance. We do know one thing. That when all this stuff about the Russians came out, all of the major intelligence agencies, all of them who work in the Trump administration, said that indeed the Russians had hacked and that they were hacking now and that they were going to hack. So we have to assume at least there's a possibility that happened here, too, in Iowa.
Yeah, and we don't know, and there's a lot we don't know. And this is, Rosemary made me think of this, but because they don't have a better answer, it's hard not to let your mind go there.
The head of the party came out last night and gave what, a like 2 minute, 1.5 minute speech saying, we don't have results, we'll have them tomorrow. No
and then
questions.
He hung up on the candidates.
Gee, come on. And then you wonder why people are getting paranoid, if we are getting paranoid.
Yeah. That's a big if. I mean, I think there's substantial preliminary thinking that this could be the Russians. Yeah. Did you want to say something?
No, but as Rosemary said, when the party comes out for a conference call and gives a 1 minute statement and takes no questions, basically without giving any information, and we've been hearing about election interference for the last 3.5 years, it's hard not to think about that.
And here's something else. Trump gets on the horn and on his Twitter account and says this is proof that this is rigged. Now, rigged becomes very important here because there are those people who suspect that if Trump sees himself losing, and I don't have any doubt about it, he's going to call the whole election rigged, at which point he comes in and says, because we have proof that the election was rigged, we're calling off the election for now.
Yeah. I don't think that's it. I think it's part of his campaign to get Bernie as the candidate. Kellyanne is writing op-eds in major newspapers saying, oh, yeah, they rigged it against Bernie. He's obviously the choice this time. They're going crazy not to let him in. And this fits in with that scenario, that it was rigged to keep Bernie from winning, and he should get it. And that's what they want. They want him as the candidate.
You could be right.
Well, and there's the history from 4 years ago where Bernie supporters feel like it was rigged against him 4 years ago.
Right.
And this year, you know, he's due his win.
My criticism is not really directly at Bernie Sanders. It is at his supporters. That's a very good distinction to make. And I think that they did push for changes in Iowa that obviously were not cemented. They didn't know what they were doing. And that's really bad for the party, which, of course, his supporters don't care about.
Well, Rosemary, let me take a little bit of an issue with that. I think that Bernie sets the spirit and the tone of his campaign, and he has to be responsible to some degree for what's happening. You can't disassociate the supporters. So yesterday on MSNBC, I'm told, I wasn't up, but I'm told that Bernie's campaign manager made a big thing about Joe Biden and viciously attacked during that time. Oh, no, Bloomberg, and viciously attacked.
He's the one that everyone's afraid of.
Yeah, that's right, and viciously attacked him. So one's got to assume.
Interesting.
Well, the other thing that Bernie supporters are very up in arms about is the fact that the DNC set the rules for making the debate. And now, just 2 days ago, it looks like Bernie is now gaining momentum and could potentially be the nominee, they're now changing the debate rules so that Bloomberg can participate in the debate after New Hampshire.
And they think it's a fix. They think it's a fix from the DNC.
Why didn't they do that for Cory Booker and Kamala Harris?
If I were those candidates, I would be wondering why not.
Yeah, the DNC is run by a bunch of idiots. I'm convinced of that more and more.
Well, if people think it's loaded, as they did with the Hillary thing, it's not going to look good for them. That's clear. On the other hand, I happen to believe that no matter how many letters I get or how many people get mad at me, that Bloomberg has a very good chance of winning this election.
Me too.
And therefore, he's the last thing. They're going to dirty him as much as possible.
Look, he has a track record of I want to play by your rules. No, you can't. I mean, in New York City, he wanted to be played by the. He wanted to run as a Democrat originally. He wanted to be part of that. They said no, so he ran as an independent and won. You know, I think the Democratic Party recognizes the power of his dollars. And he's doing, I have to say, his ads, I've said this before, are very effective. He's very well done. You know, the idea that he can self-fund this campaign. I know that Trump is nervous to have him there. That's why they're pushing the Bernie scenario. But again, I mean, yes, this is a major screw-up. I won't say it's not. Technology, whatever it was, they didn't do this right. They didn't test it. They should have done more. The phone should have been working, all this sort of stuff. But this will go away because next week is the New Hampshire primary. And there'll be more political stories. And I guarantee you New Hampshire should work well. I don't think they'll have this kind of snafu there.
Because
I mean,
it's a primary.
It's a primary. They're voting machines. They have to make sure that the machines aren't hacked into, that's for sure, by our friends across the
pond. But you want to get it right. You want to get it right. You want to make sure the person that they voted for is a person.
Right. But the thing is that they didn't get it right in Iowa. And those results will be suspect moving forward. And so we're going to really have to just rely on the results of the primaries and what comes after this, and that hopefully people will correct whatever problems there are moving forward. Because there are other caucuses.
Well, you know, I love the idea that people are accusing Bloomberg of having been a Republican at one point.
He was.
Well,
it's okay.
Right. Now, I supported, as everybody knows, I supported early Bernie Sanders against Mrs. Clinton in the election. But, however, I have to tell you, I'm appalled by some of the behavior now. I was appalled when everybody didn't want to go out and vote and say, well, if we didn't win, we're not going to go out and vote. Because right now, the main thing is getting rid of Trump, according to them.
Our democracy is at risk.
And Bernie himself is hardly to be speaking about having been in a different party because he's never been a Democrat.
That's right.
He's never been in the Democratic Party.
Right.
He's an announced socialist.
Personally, you know, he should not be part of the process.
Well, I don't agree with that. I think everybody should be allowed to, but I do think that the supporters who are saying that, you know, Bloomberg is not a real Democrat ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Well,
hey, Alan.
Registered as one.
Yeah.
We're in the 33,000 Z's.
Wow, already. So that's
7,000.
Look, everybody, we're not going to make it without you. Everybody who can do something. WMC is worth $3 a day. You know it. You pay that for a newspaper, for goodness sake. So everybody get going. And you can read all of the stuff, the good stuff, on JP's wonderful Empire report. You know, people tell me all the time, I read you every week. And I said, where do you read me? He says, well, we don't go to the newspaper. We go to the Empire report to get it. Is that good or bad?
It's great. Thank you, Alan.
Okay. So they, because there are newspaper editors who I shall not name. Who are very ticked off about that whole thing, about the aggregators. But that's the way it is. It is now.
We all get along, don't we?
Yes, we do.
One?
No, we don't.
We do. And the fact of the matter is that I read Empire Report, but I also read the Times Union, and I also read the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Well, nobody's going to be mad at you, Libby.
Yeah. 1-800. That's exactly right.
1-800.
I mostly watch Netflix.
1-800-323-9262. Folks, we really do need you now. Now, I mean, this is going to be an historic effort. If we can do it, it'd be great. But it's going to mean everybody's got to be on a phone or we won't make it. We'll lose that wonderful $20,000 from and whether they give us another opportunity, I don't know. But we don't want to lose it. We haven't lost one yet. On this time, but we have lost in the past, haven't we, Joe?
We certainly have, and we don't want to. $20,000 is a lot of money, and again, we want to get to the $700,000 point in our lockbox, and we can do that by 11 o'clock this morning by everybody coming together. That's an hour and 15 minutes from right now. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. WAMC.org. We're going to continue with the letters. We'll continue with the giving, of course, and we'll give you a total update when we come back. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. We'll be back right after this. One 800 323 9262 is the telephone number. I give it to you because we are trying to raise $33,700 right now to get to the $40,000 that we set out for. All of that because we have a $20,000 challenge.
And that's 40, a lot of money. 20. That's a lot of money, Joe. I just got a note from somebody who said, "Are there any more of the diaper deals left?"
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a few of those. So if you want to help a child and diaper them, you can do that. And that is $100. And the money comes to us and the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation. Then, of course, makes the funds available to the Capital District, the food pantries of the Capital District. So that is something that you can do. And that, of course, would go toward this challenge, which is a major challenge. $20,000 from Anonymous of Saratoga Springs, New York. All of this to reach 680 in the lockbox. Then we get the 20. We're at $700,000. It's as easy as that. But we only have an hour and 15 minutes to do it in. And it's a lot of money. It's 33. It's 30. We're just hovering around 30 in the 32,000s, but we're at $33,115.
We can do this if everybody decides they want to be part of it. And I would love that to happen. I've talked to this giver. And just a wonderful, wonderful woman. All I can tell you is she loves the station and she's counting on you to love it also. So let's move here. David, he used to be here. Joe.
Or my name tag next time, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You
you're out for 2 months and they totally...
Hey, Joe, we heard from Sonia. She writes us frequently. Iowa caucus debacle. Of course, this is no accident. Just as the lost Emerson poll before the caucus being withheld was no accident, which, by the way, showed Sanders with 30% of the vote. I don't think it's a mistake to point out that Sonia has quite frequently supported the Sanders campaign. This debacle most helps Joe Biden's campaign, the mythological frontrunner, and most hurts whomever the actual winner is. It's not Russia causing the issue. It's the Democratic Party, my party, who clearly is either completely incompetent or completely corrupt. Take your pick. And there is more, but it's too long, a letter. Libby, you were just sharing with us the idea that your cousin checked in.
Yes, my cousin Henry, who's a second cousin. He's my first cousin Carla's son. He designs apps. And he said this was absolutely the wrong time to test out an app. And he said basically the people who are putting all the results into the app are a little bit older and don't necessarily use apps that much, and you don't test something this important with a group of boomers.
Watchers, yeah.
Right. And the other thing is that the testing of these apps are done by the people who actually write them. So they don't necessarily see all the various scenarios that could happen along the line. I mean, if Iowa wanted to do this, they should have done a test of this whole thing a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And as you know, just say, okay, here are all the results. Not that they're real, but then put them in, see if this whole thing is going to work before having this happen.
This may be an unfair comparison, but you think of Apple when they launch an operating system and they put out a whole new operating system. They do this and they work on it, and they're Apple, for God's sakes.
Right.
And then within 2 hours of it, they're like, oh, that doesn't work. And then they start updating it. You know, you just wonder, well, if you don't have that power to be able to do that, then why would you think that would work?
Before the app, there was never any problems in previous years reporting results. Why didn't we just go back to the old system?
Revert back to the old system.
There's also going to be a lot of scrutiny as to who hired this app designer.
Right.
Does it happen to be the brother-in-law of the state party chairwoman or whatever? You know, that you,
is he Russian?
To which I say, da. Okay.
1-800-323-9262.
And we heard from John. Problem with the voting system has been reported and ignored. Someone eventually will win this thing, but that will too be ignored. $50 million spent for nothing. Total catastrophe. Headline. Trump wins Iowa,
yep.
Democratic primary.
Absolutely.
John from Valley Falls.
You know, and John makes a great point. JP was making this argument during the break, which is think of the money that these candidates mm-hmm. spent in Iowa, and it just really for nothing. I mean, they needed the headline this morning, and nobody got it.
Yes, and the strategic decision of spending time, where is the candidate going to spend time, where is the candidate going to hire mm-hmm. staff, and if it is Bernie or if it is Mayor Pete, that candidate deserved to be on the front page of every yep. newspaper in America this morning. That candidate deserve to be on the Today Show and Good Morning America talking about the momentum that they received.
That's right.
And just having the results come out a day or two later, people, as Libby mentioned, people are going to have moved on, right. you know, kind of to the next thing. So you are robbing whoever the winner is of a big splash, a big wave that they were entitled to.
We should note there was a CNN is reporting that there is an official within the Iowa State Democratic Party who is saying results may not happen today.
That's criminal. Now we're bordering on political crime.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, if it turns out, and, you know, in this case, I don't happen to be a Bernie supporter, but if it turns out that Bernie was way ahead and this happened, it will not look good for the Democratic Party.
It doesn't look good already. What are we talking about? Nothing more has to happen. We've already had a huge problem. And I'm not trying to be conspiracy minded, but I agree with you, JP. It does look funny that we had that poll mess up, which has never happened before in my recall. And now this. Mm-hmm. How? What's going on?
And you got to remember that a lot of people don't know what the poll mess up was. The newspaper did a poll, but they forgot to put Mayor Pete in.
And there were some, I guess, some other inconsistencies. Yeah.
But
that
forgot
was one
to
of them.
Put Mayor Pete. Don't you find that a little? Doesn't that seem a little bit
which,
far-fetched?
Which, by the way, from my understanding, and you maybe you've read, because I haven't read anything new on it. The article I read was on Sunday night about it. But my understanding was that that had it not been reported by the Buttigieg campaign, the polls would have been released. It wasn't until they brought it to their attention that, oh, by the way, we had people who said it wasn't even an option given to us. And that's when they started to look into it and realized that
right.
there
supposedly
were inconsistencies.
The screen was too big or
something.
Well,
doesn't give pollsters a good name.
No. Buttigieg's supporters were waiting to have that name read so that they could say, I am a Mayor Pete supporter, but the pollster
right.
never.
It was not on there.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So anyway,
we deserve Trump. We really do.
No, we don't.
No, we do not.
No, we do not.
Peter said, Iowa app and software. Hello, panel. Special
Hello.
Welcome back to Joe.
Thank you.
The Iowa app malfunction is not due to Russian intervention. This is simply poor software development practices. Remember the initial rollout of Obamacare health insurance website?
That's for sure.
As much as we all rely on software, it is unlicensed and an unregulated discipline. Barbers are licensed. Electricians are licensed. But software developers are not, in capital letters, not. See you next week when I volunteer for the fund drive. Don't blink twice.
I think it's also a little bit hard to believe that the software didn't work. Again, you're only taking 1,700 entries. I think
exactly.
that you all, when you do a fund drive, you take well more than 1,700 entries. You have volunteers that help you, and you don't have problems with the results, right?
No,
this is not complex thing.
I'm not trying to oversimplify this, but people are calling us right now to make this pledge. Hundreds and hundreds of people are calling in. The minute that phone hangs up, I get it on my screen and it tells me where it's from, what
happened,
and they're
putting it in online at the same time.
Exactly. So, to your point, yes, I understand that there can be a software failure, but it isn't rocket science.
And Stout in Hurley says, does anyone really think that after practice runs with a new caucus app and multiple backup plans that something fishy isn't happening here? I suspect that the problem was not with the app, but with the actual percentage numbers were not what the Democratic establishment wanted.
No.
Money runs everything in this process. This on the heels of allowing Bloomberg to, quote, buy, capital letters, his way onto the debate stage. People are watching and know the truth. Stout in Hurley.
You know, the other thing, too, is that we were talking about of whoever, you know, what we do know is going into it, in the entrance polls, not the exit polls, but the entrance polls, told us, and even the preliminary numbers that some of the campaigns have put out, that it was a very close race, right? I mean, you had Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, all very, very close. So that they would those 40 delegates, 40 delegates would be split up. They got to get that right eventually.
Travis says caucuses. How specifically could the National Democratic Party lean on Iowa to move its primary instead of a caucus? Is that even the best solution to avoid future election-related tumult in Iowa and Travis in Vermont? There's a couple of answers to that, I think, and I may be wrong. It won't be the first time. But I do think that the way that Iowa gets to be first is because they have a caucus and not a primary. If they change to a primary, there would be hell to pay because New Hampshire says they're the first primary. And there would be, and of course, nobody is going to make them change. They get billions of dollars worth of advertising and everything else, or maybe millions, because they're there. And the last thing they want to do is give up their position. And what would they do? They would move their primary, if their caucus, if they had to the day after the last presidential election.
And the other thing, you are right about, or I believe you're right about that, Alan. The other thing about the Democrats moving the Iowa caucus date, saying that this is a mess, we're not going to do this anymore, is the Republicans will continue to hold their caucus first in Iowa, and Iowa is a swing state, so it will be. I think it'll be tough for the Democrats to say we're not going to do that. They don't know what they're doing. I think that's a bad message. I don't see them moving it in 2024.
But what's really interesting is that Iowa, the voters in Iowa, are no longer reflective of the Democratic Party in terms of demographics.
Well, it's pretty white.
They're older and whiter.
They're older and whiter.
I want to know if Nevada is using the same app. Yeah,
but the thing is this. We do not deserve Trump, and
I think that. Yeah, I mean, this is one mess up after another.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we deserve to have this man as the president of the United States.
Somebody's having a good laugh.
That's not
right
the
now.
Default.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not happen. The default. I'll take the job.
I love what her.
I'll give it to you.
Rosemary Desert.
Right.
Okay.
Bronx here.
We have have to go to a break. We have $32,175
We're not going to make it.
And that's to make $20,000.
$20,000, folks.
And we have an hour, so we only have an hour left.
Everybody put something in. Let's go. Let's move it.
1-800-323-9262, a $20,000 challenge to bring us to the $700,000 point in the fund drive. We need you desperately. 1-800-323-9262. You can also do it online, wamc.org. We'll continue our conversation right after this short break. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Alan Chartok, J.P. Miller, Rosemary Armeo, and Libby Post make up our group this morning. We're talking about Iowa. We'll move on to other subjects, I think, although this is a really good one to talk about. We got a lot of letters, so we'll talk about that. Also, the other thing, big thing that we're doing is raising money for the lockbox. So
how does that work?
How does it work? Here you go. We right now have $647,815 in the lockbox. If we make it to $680,000, which is $32,185 from right now.
So we have to go today, before this program is over,
correct,
at 11 o'clock, we have to make $32,000, right?
That's right. 321 people at $100 each, or however else you want to break that up. But that's how it is. And the reason we need to do that is because we have an amazing challenge from Anonymous of Saratoga Springs, New York, a $20,000 challenge to reach $680,000. So if you add all this up together, we're at $647,000 now, you add the $32,000 that we need, you get to $680,000 plus the $20,000 from Anonymous of Saratoga, you're at $700,000.
So ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you to understand what this is all about. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. We can do it if everybody just gets to a phone now and says, Joe and Alan and panel, and we are with you. We want you to know that we understand you can't run this radio station without the resources. And thank God that if everybody does just a little, it'll work. The problem here is that This is not the kind of radio station that relies on big donors. What we have here is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman who has said, I'm going to make a sacrifice here and I'm going to help out. But I want everybody to be participating, and that's why we do it this way.
1-800-323-9262. Not a lot of time to make $32,000, so let's do it. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
We're counting on you. We're counting on you.
Well, we are counting on you. We're counting the numbers, and unlike other places in the country, our numbers seem to be accurate. So please do what you can. 1-800-323-9. We don't have any inconsistencies at the moment. However, we have a lot of letters. We'll go to those.
Okay, Benji writes too long a letter. I'll read the first topic.
Yeah, please. Oh, that just thank you for the reminder, Alan. Sarah asked me to give this. Please keep your letters short. We have so many letters, and we want to get to as many people. Keep them short and to the point and on topic. Thank you.
And by the way, if you don't, I will. Okay, so Benji says, Bernie, Rosemary says, Bernie, he continues to stick a wrench in the Democratic Party machinery. Exactly. That's why he can beat Trump. Okay, and then I am not reading the rest of it because it's too long. Chris says, panel in Iowa. The simplest explanation is, most often, the most likely explanation, DNC incompetence is far more likely than Russian hacking and far more concerning to me. Yes, but this was Iowa. It was not DNC, right?
Well, it was the Iowa Democrats.
It's the Iowa Democratic Party.
And I brought this up briefly, but I want to know what Nevada is doing because they're up next in a caucus, and supposedly they're using the same app. We're planning to yesterday.
Jeremy says, Iowa reporting hold times. According to New York Times, long hold times happen because the same phone number was used for results reporting and for technical help with the app. And that's from Jeremy in Hurley, New York. Okay, and then we heard from Matt Marty, who says, Rosemary, why does the DNC want to change the donor requirements of the debate? They didn't do it for Booker or Castro because it helps Bloomberg and hurts Bernie. They are trying to make sure he loses, plain and simple.
This I do think this is just a Bernie supporter talking point that the DNC is working to hurt him. I don't believe it.
And Rosemary really, says Dina Ray. So am I to understand that Rosemary would prefer that Bernie had kept his mouth shut and allow the Iowa delegate process to continue to have no backup and thereby be insecure and untrustworthy?
Hunter's worth a thousand words.
Well, by the way, for those of you listening to the radio, that was an eye roll. Go ahead.
Hunter says, what Democrats wanted, Joe, good to have you back.
Thank you.
But this is precisely what the Democrats want. As a paranoid Bernie bro, it's hard for me to see this as anything but the establishment shuddering in response to the overwhelming support for a candidate whose platform is the existential threat to establishment class interests. And I didn't read the rest of it.
1-800-323-9262. $31,000 we need to make. We have just about 50 minutes to do it in. You. A $20,000 challenge on the table. Go.
That's a lot of money, Joe. $20,000 is a lot of money from a wonderful woman in Saratoga. I've spoken to her. She is terrific. Anyway, we heard from Garrett, who said, stop with the conspiracies. Be the journalist you claim to be. I've seen reports that the app was implemented 2 months ago because the phone system was not secure. They had cell phone coverage issues in some areas. They have a full paper trail. The Bernie bros are making a stink. The Trump lovers are pushing false narratives. Just wait. They are being responsible, trying to avoid what happened in 2012 with Romney Santorum.
I think it's fair to say that the Elizabeth Warren campaign is upset. The Pete Buttigieg campaign is upset. The Joe Biden campaign is upset.
But what this does is just further the narrative of not trusting the electoral process.
And a journalist would hold it as a possibility that there was hacking. It's crazy to accept the Democratic response, immediate response, when they can't even tell us what happened, to say, but it wasn't hacking. So the journalist in me is right to have that suspicion.
And Rick says the app, and in parentheses, not such a good morning, panel. The app was developed by a company called Shadow, owned by ex-Hillary Clinton staffers. Nuff said, disgusted, Rick.
Are we? Is that true?
What's
Do we really have that info? Right.
Come on.
And Brenda says, Iowa caucus, can you discuss how the caucus works? From what I've heard, I wouldn't participate in it. How can Bernie start out with 49 people and Mayor Pete have two and Elizabeth Warren 38 in each of them end up with two? Brenda in Kingston. I would rather not have that discussion since I think we're not all prepared to have it, right?
Well, it's very long, but you have to. There's two shots. You have to be viable, and you have to hit the 15% point of the number of people who are assembled at any given time. Then there is also an uncommitted, right? An uncommitted group, and then they, if they hit the 15% threshold, then they can divvy up. And otherwise, then it's just like horse trading of trying to get the people to come in and come over to their side.
Joe, how are we doing?
We are at $31,055.
So 315 people. Think of it that way. 315. Yeah. If you could be one of those 315, put $100 in or $1,000 in.
Yeah, 310.
Whatever you can do, do it now, because there's 20. I hope you're listening to me, folks, because I can do nothing but tell you the truth. There's $20,000 sitting on the table if we all can get together and do something. If we can, we'll make it. If we can't, we'll lose it. Right now, it looks like we'll lose it. But if everybody just does something, we can make it. And it would be great, because with the $20,000 and the money we're raising, we could get up to that $700,000 point. But it's going to mean that everybody has to walk to a phone or go to their computer, WAMC.org, or dial 1-800-323-9262. Claire says, why an app? I worked in information technology for 30 years. Why would anyone want to automate the Iowa caucus reporting process when it takes place once every 4 years? Changes each time it's conducted and is absurdly convoluted. Sometimes the best process is a manual one that's been tried and true.
Well, and again, that request came after 2016.
And Colin says, Iowa, I'm thinking maybe they get lonely in Iowa the morning after, and that's why they're teasing us. Colin in Boyce.
I want to report. I did a little research, and from a letter writer of a few back there, and the New York Times is reporting that the app was developed by a company called Shadow, and then Fox News has linked Shadow to ex-Hillary campaign workers, meaning they did work for Hillary Clinton. So,
do we know that's for sure?
I'm just telling you the sourcing. The New York Times has nothing about it.
But the other part of this is that why would these guys deliberately sabotage so that it would screw up for the Democrats? Because they want Trump out just as much as we do.
Yes, but we're not going to be here without the money. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. And we heard from David and Karen in Kingston. Good morning, extinguished panel.
That's extinguished?
That's what
mean
it
like
says.
Distinguished.
No, it says extinguished.
Oops.
One thing we love about the roundtable is your ability to discuss serious topics while maintaining a wonderful sense of humor. Thank you for bringing levity to a mostly unleavened world. I saw a lawn sign this morning that reads, Bernie, hindsight is 2020. Not sure what that means. Thank you. Best wishes for successful fundraising. David and Karen in Kingston, New York, I just want to say all that this is very serious. And yes, while we try to have a sense of humor here, all of us do, there are those who don't have a sense of humor. And that's because when God was giving out senses of humor, they were hiding behind rocks. Which were impenetrable.
What?
Well, we're all laughing, which means we have them.
Yes, that's right. We have them. That's right.
They didn't have the funny bone.
David and Karen, yes. Yeah, that's right. God left out the funny bone.
The funny bone, yeah.
It was a good point, Joe. Rosemary's comment. Good morning. I disagree with Rosemary's comment that Bernie's trying to throw a wrench at the machinery of the Democratic Party. Do you remember the 2016 Democratic Party? And then it goes on and on and on and on. Former DNC chair Sally Wasserman Schultz admitted that the primary
was
rigged.
We've heard it all.
Yes.
Okay.
It was Deborah Wasserman Schultz, not Sally.
Oh. That's an important correction. And John says, election interference.
$30,000 to go.
Come on. That's 300 people,
actually,
right?
We're in the 29,000.
Okay, 290 people. I need you to be one. If you can do $1,000 now, that would be great. if you could do $10,000 or $5,000 or $5, whatever, it would be great. But right now we really need you because that $20,000 is sitting there. It looks awfully good, but we need you. Okay, John says, election interference. Good morning, panel. Why is the panel attempting to deflect the underlying issue with Iowa by saying it could be Russia hacking when there is no news outlet that has reported that? Well, in political science, we learn about something called a hypothesis. The hypothesis is Russians have hacked, said they're going to, we know that our intelligence people say they're going to continue to hack. And what do you mean? Why isn't that a perfectly legitimate hypothesis?
Well, and to Rosemary's point earlier, the first thing they said last night was it was not a hack. And then the second question was, well, then what was it? And they said, we don't know, and they hung up.
That's funny.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I mean, doesn't that make you suspicious?
And there have been, I think, over the last 3 years, maybe 10,000 news stories about how the Russians hack our elections and want to do more of it. I mean, this is not like we're just cooking this out of thin air. Something that's happening.
Nor are we saying that that's what happened.
It's something to consider. Putting that on the could-be list.
Yes. And Corey says, Dem disaster. This is so much fun to watch. It's almost like the Dems want Trump to be in office another 4 years.
See?
From this disaster.
Trump. That's I agree with this guy. The perception is horrible.
From this disaster in Iowa to the impeachment disaster, Adam Schiff actually stating on the floor of the Senate that Trump would sell Alaska to Russia, the whole party is imploding. Well, some of us agree with
well,
that.
Well, no. What party? Yeah. The other party's not doing so
okay, great. And yeah, Kevin says, Iowa equals moot. Revamp the candidate selection process. Add screening to avoid our unprecedented president. Oh, yeah, who's going to do the screening? No, Trump, you can't run because you're a dangerous person. And who exactly says that? Anyway, thank you, Kevin, for that. And thank you to Kurt for voting. Voting is like traveling by bus. The bus never starts from where you want to start and almost never goes exactly where you want to go. That's from Kurt.
Yeah, but you want your boat to show up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, your boat just doesn't disappear. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're fine. We're in the
28,000s, by the way.
28,000s. Let's go, everybody. Everybody into the pool. We can do this, but we only have about 40 minutes to do it in. And that's going to – is that right, Joe?
40 minutes? Yeah. We have until 11 o'clock. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's go, everybody. Come on. I'm depending on you. We're all depending on you. Good morning. What does JP think Trump would least like to run – what does J.P. think Trump would least like to run against in the general election?
Who?
Well, that's not what it says.
He would least like to run again. I know. But that's what they meant.
Thank you to donate to the – thank you and donate to the lockbox, says Kevin.
JP, who does he want to run against?
I think the least likely – the least person he wants to run against is Bloomberg. I don't think he'd like to get outspent 10-1.
And then Peter also has a sense of humor. Alan is – parenthesis, sort of wrong. Yes, it's true. I couldn't stuff $20,000 in 20s into my wallet. It's truer, or more impressive, I couldn't stuff $20,000 in hundreds into my wallet. The takeaway, I got to get a bigger wallet. Thanks for the show. Peter from the Skiuna. That's
all right.
Funny. That's good. Right. And Ruth says, pay to play as usual. Agree that the DNC is worse than inept, but the debate rule change would surely have anything to do with Bloomberg's 2 six-figure donations to DNC, would it?
Look, you can get angry at the DNC for changing rules, and you can get angry at Bloomberg for playing the money game. But what he has done is taken rules set up by the Supreme Court, and that is who we should be angry at. That Citizens United in 2010 set up exactly the kind of contest that he is now waging. If he pulls it off, it's because he figured out how to use the aspects of Citizen United that up to now have only helped corporations.
And he has, in fairness, gone up significantly in the national polls. So this isn't just someone who's rich and he's not anywhere in the polls. He has gone up significantly in a very short period of time in the polls and shown himself to be a real candidate. And by the way, this may not help Bloomberg to be in the polls, in the debates.
By the
this
way,
may
I agree
hurt
with
him
that. Right.
For,
I agree
to
with
have
that.
Him appear in the debates. We'll see how good of a debater he is.
I got to say that, I think that the one thing everybody's scared of is that Bloomberg could actually win this thing.
That's right.
And there's not a lot of confidence that the others could. You know, to me, the main objective has always been getting rid of Trump. And if Bloomberg's the guy who can do it, I think people are going to want it.
Really? Absolutely. I mean, the man, first of all, the man knows how to run the biggest city in the country, right?
Second hardest job in politics.
Yeah, the second hardest job in politics. We had a poster in my house a long time ago with John Lindsay saying basically that. And yes, he's got a lot of money, and yes, he's from the 1% or the 1% of the 1%, but his politics, for the most part, I'm not saying everything that he's done is good, but his politics, he's messaging the right way on health care, and he wants to make that happen. He's gone up against the gun lobby, and he's got more money than the NRA. He started Moms Demand Action. I mean, he has done the right thing. He's been there on climate change. He's there on choice. He's there on gay rights. I mean, we need somebody who can beat Trump and save the democracy. I'm sorry, but that's what's at risk here, is our democracy.
He's also been someone, not only is just he a rich guy, but he's also a guy who has proven he can win elections. He won 3 elections for mayor in New York City. Not only that, but he's also, when you see people come up to run for office, you say, are they vetted? Are they going to find skeletons in his closet? He withstood He withstood 4 years of the New York City press corps, which is the most vicious press corps you can go up against. He is a fully vetted candidate. He would obviously be a lot of trouble for President Trump to run against.
That doesn't mean they won't find stuff. I got to tell you, they're already looking real hard.
They should be looking real hard.
Yeah, well,
he won't let his own reporters look real hard. That's a knock against him. And stopping Frisk was a disaster.
You said that.
But so he has some negatives. But what candidate does not? I would say the same thing me that Bernie is the person.
Rosemary, I just wasn't through with that sentence that I was trying to get through. And that is, and you take advantage of me because you know I'll never remember what I was trying to get to. However, I will say that when they were looking for Bernie, they came up with his daughter's second marriage the other day, and the press tried to make out that it was not, you know, all that good a marriage or whatever. You know, they're going to be looking for this stuff.
Yeah, that is their job.
We need $28,000.
Their job is not to find out whether or not Bernie's daughter's second marriage tanked.
No, that's ridiculous, and people will see it that way.
Oh,
Bloomberg's second marriage.
It's not their job. That's not their job.
Listen, the opposite is Thomas Eagleton back in the 60s,
right,
who had electroshock therapy.
72, right.
And he had electroshock therapy, and that was not in the media until opposition research brought it out.
Well, you can thank Lee Atwater for that.
Yeah, but we need to know this stuff.
He apologized before he died.
Yes, he did apologize for everything. Thomas Eagleton to a degree, but a failed marriage?
No, I think that's silly.
No.
Of a daughter.
Of a daughter. I mean, if we want to look at failed marriages, all you need to do is look at The Orange Menace.
Well, I haven't read the story, so I can't judge it, but I will say that I would have at one point thought the same thing about Hunter Biden. His son has a job that he may not have been qualified for. How does that? And you see how that plays out. So it's good that you know what material it is that they're using.
I don't think that's fair. The Hunter Biden story is you got a guy, and I was a Biden supporter, but you get a guy who...
That's what we know now, Alan. But when we first had the story, it was coming from the right-wing media, and it was all about his problems with drugs. It was about his messing around with the widow of his brother. It was not anything about working for...
Well, I think a lot of Americans don't like... Rosemary, I don't agree with you. I think a lot of Americans don't like the fact that the vice president, former vice president's kid... got a job, and the only possible explanation would have been that...
We're arguing on the same side, Alan. I understand that. What I'm saying is that you can't say this is off limits. You can't look at a candidate's past or at his relatives, because the Hunter Biden story started like something. It sounds a lot like a bad second marriage of a daughter. We don't know where it's going to develop.
No, Rosemary, but here's the thing. It isn't the fact that the press tells the story. It's how they tell the story. And if you get the New York Post, you're going to get a very different look on it than the way the New York Times would play it. And it's the how that sometimes gets to be disgraceful. And I don't think any of us who ever dealt with newspapers doesn't understand that part of it. And Jennifer says, primaries, why can we not have all primaries on the same day across the country. Well, if you were New Hampshire and making billions, would you say yes, that's a good idea?
Right.
Well, it is a good idea. Or, you know, if you were Iowa, would you say it's a good idea? They just say no, we don't want that. We're making out like bandits here.
Where does the money come from?
What do you mean?
How does New Hampshire make billions?
Well, the donors give the money to the campaigns, and the campaigns spend tens of millions of dollars
within the state,
4 or 5 month period.
And all the media folks show up, and they fill all the hotels and restaurants. And
they open offices, hire people, bring in people from out of state to rent apartments. It's a big, big thing for those states.
All right, okay. I'm just going to...
Thank you.
We need $24,507.
We're getting close now. We are getting close.
We are getting close, but we only have a half hour to do it in. So,
1-800-323-9262.
What did you say?
I said, oh, boy.
Oh, before that, but that's okay.
Did you think I said something dirty?
No. Okay. No. I didn't know if you said you were scared or were screwed.
I'm screwed. I didn't say we're screwed. But okay, I am scared, and we are screwed. No.
Let's go. So we have 2 minutes before we go to a break. So I just want to tell you that we're $24,500 away from making a $20,000 challenge. We have a half hour to do it in. 1-800-323-9262.
And it's all or nothing. So we got to make it in order to get the $20,000. Wherever you are, basically now, every dollar you put in, you'll get another dollar back for it.
That's right. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. It is amazing, but if you look at it right now, we are at the $24,432,000 to go. So you're absolutely right, Alan.
We can do it.
24,000 to make 20,000. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
John says, Iowa caucus. While the results are a fiasco, the Democrats are so intent on getting rid of Trump that this won't deter them. As someone said, I'd vote for Bozo the Clown over Trump.
Right, right. Absolutely.
And Eric says, Bloomberg wins Iowa caucus. Good morning, panel. The fiasco in Iowa was a huge boost to the Bloomberg campaign. He looks like a genius for skipping the corn dog caucuses and the party where competence is sorely lacking. People will opt for someone who can get things done, which he can, billionaire or not.
Oh, the conspiracy theories will start that Bloomberg hacked.
Norm says, Bloomberg, so, ... If some listeners don't want Bloomberg to use his money to, quote, buy the nomination, then which large corporations and organizations which donate to candidates to gain favor do they want to buy the nomination? And please don't use Bernie the millionaire who travels all over on someone else's dime and publishes royalties as a man of the, quote, small donor. This is a facade. I was born at night, but not last night. Bloomberg is...
I'm going to cut you off, Alan. We'll be right back right after this.
Okay.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us. So here we are. We are desperately trying to get to the $680,000 point in the fund drive. We are $18,157 away from that.
That's a progress.
That is a very good progress. However, we need you. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262.
Now, we only have about less than a half an hour.
We have 26 minutes. Yes.
Wherever you are now, drop it. If it's a baby, don't drop the baby.
No, don't drop the baby.
But otherwise, even if it's your granny's china, don't worry about that. Just put it down. And then get over to a phone and do the thing.
The thing is giving to us. It's $18,000 is what we need right now. 1-800-323-9262. We have 26 minutes to do it in.
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
1-800-323-9262. Virginia says truth. Panel, regarding the issue of snafu at the caucus, what does snafu stand for?
Oh, you know what that stands for.
I do. Actually, I do. Regarding the issue of snafu at the caucus, I'm reminded of Oscar Wilde, who said, the pure and simple truth is pure and never simple.
Simple.
It's really pure and never simple.
11.
Virginia from Clifton Park. Okay. And then, oh, good. Thank you, Joe, for that. Appreciate it very much. And the thing you guys missed two things you guys missed. The caucus reporting was screwed up by an attempt to have transparent reporting of results throughout the evening. My guess is that the overlapping reporting tripped up what the results were on the latest relevant ones. That's as good an interpretation as, you know, anybody else's. I'm sticking with Putin. Martina says, Bloomberg. I love him, says Martina. I love him. Well, there are many people who do and who think, and he's rising like a rocket in the polls, that's for sure. Susan says, Shadow Incorporated. The CEO and founder of Shadow was Iowa caucus software developers, Gerald Niemeyer, who worked for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. We already knew that.
But wouldn't it make sense that the Democratic Party would hire a Democrat to work on their Democratic...
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Brian says, Thomas Eagleton. Panel, you mentioned Thomas Eagleton. He is the only candidate ever declared legally sane. And Brian. Interesting. I remember that as if it were yesterday. What a thing. Because he had had electroshock.
Yeah, it was shocking. Yeah. Right. It was.
And it wasn't so much just that he had the electroshock therapy, because that actually had been reported in Missouri where he was a senator, but that he didn't tell McGovern, and McGovern's people didn't find it out. That vetting was so lax. Very different times.
Bob from our wonderful station in Plattsburgh. Iowa caucus mess. Who benefits? The question you have to ask, not disregarding the possibility of incompetence, though the timing of the malfunction, after one would expect functional testing, is suspicious. Who benefits the most from the Iowa caucus mess? I would say dictator, strongman, wannabe Trump, who framed this as Dems being weak, and his allies Putin and Netanyahu have the technical ability to pull this off. Bob from Plattsburgh. I love Plattsburgh. Wonderful place. Let's see. Okay. And then John says, what am I hearing this morning? There's a full paper trail of the entire Iowa caucus. Nothing was stolen. Yet somehow this app mess is intentionally to steal the win from Bernie? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Seriously, the Bernie worshippers will be satisfied with nothing short of the Democratic Party handing the nomination to Bernie on a platter. And Jason says, CEO of Shadow. We heard that already. Thank you very much. And then Chris says, well, this is way, way too long, Chris, who identifies himself as WMC donor. That's great. Step away from the Sanders bashing. Sanders supporters are more female and less white than any of the other Democratic candidates, and much more so than the Trump base. Caucus flukes aside, my wonderful roundtable should quit feeding the beast by raising Putin, Trump, and the old guard DNC bureaucrats, and then goes on and on.
Oh, my goodness.
I just have a quick note. Our friend Jim Henwer, who, of course, is RPI and works on apps and such, and certainly knows his technology, he says, Joe, my election security geek friends say, in order of likelihood, one, incompetence, almost definitely. Two, domestic hacking, which wouldn't be too hard given how this app was done. Three, Russia. But so far, no one in our community believes that they'd be this incompetent. Thank you, Jim Hamler.
Fascinating.
1-800-323-9262. It's coming up, I promise. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. I took a moment to read that note, okay.
And John says, Bloomberg and anti-Semitism. A friend of mine who's Jewish told me she thinks Bloomberg cannot win because of anti-Semitism. Do you agree? I do not. And I am very suspicious of this particular letter.
No, I think, you know, Trump's 30% would never vote for a Jew because they are anti-Semitic and racist.
They're not going to vote for a Democrat.
Yeah, and they're not going to vote for a Democrat either. And so the swing is a little bit different.
Okay.
17,000... $452. $17,452. We have 41 minutes to do it in. We have $20,000 on the table. We need $17,000 to do this.
We have 41 minutes?
We have 41 minutes.
21 minutes.
Yeah. And we're both wrong.
Both wrong.
Yeah, 20. Thanks. Thanks. You guys should vote. Thanks. Count votes in Iowa.
Pleasure to be with you, Joe. Bloomberg for president, says Tom in Amsterdam. They all went down to Amsterdam. Bloomberg for president. Be careful what you wish for. As mayor of New York City, Bloomberg was not a consensus-building Democrat. He thought he knew best and pushed people around or roundly ignored community input to achieve his goal. And that's
better
what
than Trump.
Okay, that's what I got.
1-800-323-9262. We have a $20,000 challenge. I don't think we can say that enough and get that point across. 1-800-323-9262.
My blood pressure.
You ready?
It's going through the roof.
$14,317.
We are getting so close. And if we can get that 14 in the next, what, how many minutes there, Joe?
19
minutes. If we can get that in 19 minutes, we will have gotten $20,000 from a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful lady in Saratoga Springs. So let's go.
1-800-323-9262. 143 people at $100 each. But whatever you can do, $10, $50, $30,
whatever. How about $1,000?
There you go. You can
do that too. I'm asking for $1,000 now. Is WAMC worth... Okay, let's discuss this for just a second.
Oh, I love when we discuss this. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Joe. is WAMC worth $1,000, $3 a day? Some of it could be on time or not. Yes, we are. And I'm going to tell you why. Because think of where you can go to get this kind of news and the news read out straight. You know, we get compliments wherever I go. I go to the co-op in Great Barrington, and people stop me all the time. Say, thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for doing this. That's it, folks. This is really where we live. And when you think of the fact that WAMC is so important to so many people, it wouldn't seem that everybody wouldn't go to the telephone or go to WAMC.org on their device and just say, here's mine. Now, is it worth $3 a day or $1,000? I say, give me $1,000 and I'll make you happy. 1-800-323-9262. That's what I say.
$13,337. 1-800-323-9262.
We can do it.
We have 17 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We're going to take a quick break in a few moments, and then you'll have lots of time to go and, you know, make a pledge.
Wherever you are, do it now, because $20,000 is at stake.
1-800-323-9262. I just want to make sure you heard Alan correctly. $20,000 is at stake. For goodness sakes.
Mine heart.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So actually, let's take the break now. We'll come back. We'll tackle another subject, and then we'll move. We'll make the last of this money.
Hopefully.
God willing. 1-800-323-9262. Next. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. We are going to go to the top of the hour this morning to 11 o'clock, and we're doing so for a very good reason. We are trying to bring the lockbox to the $700,000 point. So how do we do that? Well, it's not easy. I will say that. But 1-800-323-9262.
We are so close.
We started needing $40,000. We now, right now, at the last checking in, need $13,000. $12,987 to be exact.
Oh, wow.
1-800-323-9262. But we only have 15 minutes to do it, and we have 15 minutes to make $12,000. $12,900.
We're like Eisenhower in Europe with WW2.
Oh, we're moving. Yes. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800.
What?
No, I look over and Rosemary was shaking her head. JP is just saying an affirmative.
Kids all
around saying,
who is Eisenhower?
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. WAMC, $12,887. We only have 15 minutes to do it in.
If 12 people put 1,000 in, or if 24 people put 500 in, come on, everybody. Let's go. Let's move.
But what did we learn here? We learned that we can get to the $700,000 point, and we have a $20,000 challenge on the table. We have got to make this. 1-800-323-9262. Amber just reminded me we have 30 diaper drive certificates left. So if you want to help a child, it's $100, and the $100 comes here, but it makes the has the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation give the funds necessary to supply one child in need for diapers through the food pantries of the Capital Region. So we have 30 of those left. 1-800-323-9262. But the fact is, we have a long, 14 minutes to go, and we need $12,787.
Joe, we are getting so close. It's so frustrating. You know, at one point, Joe, Ray and I did a shtick where I put my blood pressure monitor on my arm.
Oh, I remember as this, that. As this thing was going.
And I think we got it up to 400. So,
and you wouldn't be here, honey, if that was
well,
the case.
Well, no, I mean, it went up high, really high. And so the question is, I have only one life to give for this, but let's make it happen.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. Time is fleeting, as we know, but we need to make right now. See, this is so much subtraction for me. It's $10,000 even. We need $10,000. Hey.
So we're, and how long do we have to do that in?
We have 13 minutes to do it in, Alan.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know we've done this many times.
We're in the 9,000s, actually.
Okay. No. And that can be $1,000 a minute. That's what we need in order to do that. I need everybody to walk to a phone and say, and we need everybody to walk to a phone, and you need everybody to walk to a phone, and dial 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262, or go to WAMC.org. Now, let me tell you the rules. The rules are that if you dial the phone and you get a ring, you're in. You're in that time. So
that's right.
And we'll pick up. Unlike in Iowa.
Right, yeah. And we're not going to put you on hold. And also, if you're if you go to your computer, that's fine. As long as you're in the system and you're typing away, you're all good. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. We need $9,400.
Oh boy. Okay, so
$20,000 on the table right now.
Right now, this is really serious. Wherever you are, please listen to me. Please understand how important this is. If we can get to the $700,000 mark this morning, we cannot be stopped, because that'll leave that'll leave us in target of getting to the $80,000 in the next 3 days. But we can't do it if we don't make it now, and if we lose this, it would be terrible. I mean, really awful. 1-800-323-9262.
Joe? 11 minutes, $9,200 to go. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. If you look and there are letters under the numbers on your phone, 9262 is WAMC. I know that doesn't count in a lot of cases.
Yeah, something Dave, our friend Dave Galletti, used to mention quite frequently. 1-800-323.
I'm sure you ought to take that.
1-800. No, it wasn't good. Meant to. Just an acknowledgement of an early contribution. 1-800-323-9262.
87 people.
87 people. Wherever you are, drop it, please. This is WAMC's future, which we are talking about right here, right now. We want to be able to go into the fund drive and have it over in no time at all. And with your help, we can do that. But I'm going to need you. We're all going to need you to do something now. Don't walk away. There are 500,000 listeners to WAMC every month. Think of that. That's a big number. 500,000 every month. Come on. You know how many people are listening now who could just say, hey, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to leave you in the lurch, Alan. I promise you I wouldn't, and I'm not going to. 1-800-323-9262. Joe.
And one of the things that is amazing is that, and I'll give you a total here in just a second, because we're in the 7,000s, but this is, we started off needing 40,000. We're now down to in the 7,000s. But the fact is there's a $20,000 challenge on the table. That is a lot of money. And that is from Anonymous in Saratoga.
We could lose it all. We could lose it all if we don't get that 7,000. It's not so much down, so much a person. No, it's not right. I worked for a congressman once. He talked about all the people who walked around with walking around money.
Walking around money.
Yeah. $5. Right, $5.
They got gambling money.
Walking around money and say, you want to go in there and vote? Here's $5.
There was a lot more of that recently at some Republican event.
Oh, it was there?
Yeah. Right? Wasn't it someplace in Florida? There was something going on.
1-800. 1-800-323-9262. Everybody, please do it now. Joe, over to you.
And a lot of $1,000. We know we don't give amounts, but we're not giving names, so it's okay. But we got a lot of $1,000. We're at $5,500 left. 1-800-323-9262.
In 9 minutes.
In 9 minutes, yes.
Uh-oh. And how much are we down to?
$5,531.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. By the way, I didn't think we could do it, but now I'm thinking we could do it. Let's go, everybody. Let's go. It's Howdy Doody time. And with him is Little Nipper the pup. Huh? With him is Little Nipper the pup. So let's all hear a rootin' tootin' cheer for Rudy Kazooty. 1-800-323-9262.
It's a lot of references. 1-800-323-9262. On the contrary, we are $4,800 away. $4,800 away.
Mine heart.
1-800-323-9262. So does everybody want to take 15 seconds and tell me what they expect from the State of the Union tonight?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay. Rosemary.
Rallying and criticism of Democrats in all forms.
I think it's a unique opportunity for the president to talk to more Americans tonight than he will in any other setting other than the presidential debate. So you'll have more people watching him tonight. I'm also always excited to see what the gallery does. You remember last year the female members of Congress wore white. You remember one time when Obama was there, that congressman said, "You lie." So I wonder whether there will be some other event outside of what Trump says that will get the headlines tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure that people, the Democrats are very aware that if you're too rude, you are basically snubbing the presidency, not the president. So there'll be polite applause when he comes in. Polite applause, right? Libby's showing us exactly how that works. Just a little patting of the hands. And when he says something particularly outrageous, the Democrats, the Republicans will stand up and applaud. We know that based on what they have just done, the disgrace we have just seen. And he'll do it. His advisors are allegedly telling him not to mention impeachment, but he will. And he will reference it. I have no doubt about it, because he is impeached.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. The good news is that the number is changing so fast that I'm having trouble figuring out what it is.
I feel like I'm falling. I can't get up.
1-800-3... That's not funny. I've had that happen. 1-800-323-9262. So right now, we have $3,100 is what we need. $3,100 in 5 minutes.
Oh, boy. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Now, remember, don't panic. Remember that if you dial the number, you're in. You're in from the minute you dial. That's what the rules specify.
The rules.
I know I wrote those rules. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262.
Fine job you did, sir.
Yes, and thank you for that, Joe. 1-800-323-9262.
$1,743. $1,743. We have 5 minutes to do this.
Oh, boy.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323.
My blood pressure.
I just want to, if you're just tuning in now, that's Alan, but he's okay. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. The number right now, Alan.
Yeah. What?
$1,493.
Oh boy, and we're going to lose it if we don't. And we only have
4 minutes.
4 minutes to go. Everybody on a phone. 1-800-3. I never thought we could do this. By the way, 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262. Operators are standing by here at Lewis Aluminum. 1-800-323-9262.
1-800-323-9262. Also, you can do it online, and as Alan said, this all counts.
We have to look up Lewis Aluminum and see if it's still around.
I tried. I did that a while ago, and I did not find anything. We need $1,000, ladies and gentlemen. $1,000. $1,007.
Oh, boy. And we are how many minutes?
Four. Three, actually. You got 3 minutes.
Everybody on the phone.
I got to be out of 10:59.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. And over to you, Joe.
1-800-323-9262. And you can do it. And it's a $20,000 challenge. We want to thank Anonymous of Saratoga Springs, New York.
A wonderful woman. I know her.
This is just amazing to do this. So right now, in the last 2 minutes of our time together, we need $528. $528.
And we only have 2 minutes to do it in.
But see, you don't make it unless you get it, right?
No.
So it's not just you came close. You got
you don't get it.
I pledged yesterday.
Yeah, well, that
doesn't
count.
No, it depends.
It
right here
yesterday.
In this room. No, what I'm saying is the people in this room, I pledged yesterday.
Well, that's good.
It's only $500 left.
Well, okay, but you know what? I learned
anonymous.
A long time ago, Libby.
Yeah, you're not.
And I do love you, Libby. But I learned a long time ago, as much as you'd like to reach in your pocket and say, okay, here's everything that I have in my Tia Cref account and everything else, you can't do it. You have to wait for everybody to participate and do it.
And that's what I'm asking.
Yes.
It's for everyone in the room to participate. We
cut out the in-the-room stuff. You just stop it. This is a man who gives a great deal. So 1-800-323-9262. What do
we
got?
I'm not talking about you.
$153.
$153.
We haven't made it yet. We still have $153, and we have a minute.
1-800, and everything on the phone will count. Don't panic. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. We're almost done. Oh, boy. Oh, why do you do this to me? Eek.
Yeah, why do you do this? All right. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. All right. We did it.
Yay!
We did it.
Unbelievable.
$20,000 in there from Anonymous of Saratoga. The lockbox currently is at $701,000.
Wow.
$22.